Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here on the Common Sense Show. Welcome to the guest segment of our show. As you know, we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But I'm going to ask you to really help us expand our reach. We need to reach more than one mind at a time. Times are critical, folks. You check out articles on thecommonsenseshow.com, and you're going to see very clearly how serious things are with communist China and what's happening inside our own country. And we need to get the word out. And also, we have a topic today where we need to get the word out. We have Ronnie McMullen back, and Ronnie and I talk a lot about geopolitics, but we also talk a lot about health, because in this time of lockdown, where we're not maintaining healthy habits, where people have gained weight, become depressed, this is not good, folks. And Ronnie and I talk a lot about health and how to keep people healthy. We're going to do that today. We're actually going to focus on one of my favorite topics, which is frequencies, which gets into quantum physics, which I absolutely love. And we're going to explore that with Ronnie today. But ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, we really do need your help in pushing this out there. And please patronize our sponsors. They're an important part of what we do, and they make it possible for us to come to you. In fact, today, this program is sponsored by Ronnie's company, Get the Tea, and we'll tell you all about Get the Tea. I'm a customer of Get the Tea, and I can swear by it personally. Ronnie, welcome to the show, my friend. Glad you could join us.
Thank you for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to talk about this topic, because, you know, I've looked at everything from time travel to health, and, you know, the Eastern religions talk about the individual intelligence of the cell on a frequency level, and they talk about managing health by understanding those concepts. And today we're just catching up to that, and I kind of have a feeling that's where you want to go with this.
I do. This goes so far, so fast, because we're talking about, we can talk, use this towards health, but we can use this towards mental health. We can use this. I mean, we are in a situation right now that's very, what I would call, very dark times. And people are not dealing with these dark times in a good way, because we're not used to, we're used to freedom, and this is not freedom. So I just was thinking, good God, you know, obviously there's the HAARP system that runs out of Alaska and many other places, and they set a frequency as well, and they can change our minds. So I wonder, have you ever thought, Dave, that there's something going on a bigger scale besides just the lockdown and just the scam for you know what? And do you think there's something bigger going on with maybe frequencies? And this is why people are so freaking angry, mad, rude, selfish, and all these things. And we can have the Christians yell out and say, oh, they're just demonic, you know, but maybe it's bigger than this. Yeah. Maybe it's bigger than a bunch of fallen angels. Have you ever thought that maybe the HAARP system is playing into this?
I've thought that for a long time. Since I read Nick Begich's book back in the 90s, Angels Don't Play This HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, he had every patent for that technology listed in his book. And included in that book was a description on how your emotions could be manipulated.
Yes.
And so what you're saying there has already scientifically been proven. In fact, Nick, in 1997, I interviewed him on this, he went to the European Union and showed voice-to-skull technology and how you could implant thoughts and words in people's heads, but you had to do it at a certain frequency level. And so this is kind of like, for me, old knowledge, yet some people will wrinkle their nose up and go, you know, conspiracy theory.
Well, I think it's more conspiracy and let's drop the theory.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
When everybody meets to commit a crime, that's conspiracy, you know, especially when it's illegal. So this is, you know, if they're tapping into our minds, and Nick Begich is a friend of mine, so I'm right on par with what you're saying. In his books, Angels Don't Play This HAARP is a fascinating book. And actually, to me, it was when I read it, it was a scary book because, but you know, when we see this lockdown thing going on and the masks and the, and you'll do this, and if you don't, if you're going to fly, you have to have this, and you know, it's kind of a forced issue. They can't really force us to take those issues, but they can force us in ways by taking away more freedoms, like you can't fly,
right?
You can't cross the border, you can't this, you can't, everything is can't. So I wondered, you know, and that's why I brought it up. I wondered, you know, again, reading this information from Nick Begich, you know, many years ago, he was kind of ahead of the game. I remember him going on Coast to Coast and talking about this. And I thought to myself, do you think this is playing a part in it right now? And it's, in other words, this experiment, and it is experiment because when you look at what they're putting in those little vials, they're not tested. It's only 9 months. So this is an experiment. Do you think this experiment goes bigger with frequency, and maybe we don't, some of these people, I shouldn't say we, but some of these people don't have a choice because their brain is being infiltrated by a frequency?
I think it's very possible. I think there's two elements at work here. One is the traditional psyops, you know, repeat a lie, a big enough lie often enough, and people will come to believe it. And then also, too, we've been so disenfranchised in our country, we've developed what psychologists call learned helplessness, because what's going on today would have put millions of Americans into the street decades ago, and now people barely even notice, don't talk about it. A few of us do, but not most. So I think you're right on the money with that. But the frequency issue, I think without question, the frequency issue is at work here. And I don't want to go too conspiratorial here.
I'm
just going to say this. I think we're being bombarded. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Well, we are being bombarded, and I don't think you know, call a horse and a donkey, but this is a real deal. And, you know, I mean, it takes more than just the media, because I was thinking about this. I thought, well, the media is this and that, but, you know, there's not that many stupid people in America. I mean, people are saying, good God, there's so many stupid people, and they'll just follow this. But I just think to myself, you're going to go forward with their mandate if you're stupid, but not everybody's stupid. But what if you're being told and you feel it's your own thought? And that's the kicker, is the thought that comes in. You're like, I think I'm going to go get my vial. And you're thinking this, but you think it's you, but it's really something coming into you, changing the thought process so that you go and do this. So that you became, in fact, there was a cute little kitty video where it said, basically was talking about, I don't know what's going on. This little kitty's talking to, you know, the camera and says, I don't know what's gone, but it's like people are wearing muzzles now, and this is really weird to me, and they're wearing these muzzles, and I thought that was just for the dogs. And so we are being muzzled right now, and people are fearful. So is the fear frequency being kicked in? Is the mandate for obey, is that being kicked in? And we just think it's our own thoughts.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. The message of today is total compliance. I've had communications, off-the-records communications from airline employees. In fact, I'm actually interviewing one of them anonymously later this week. And they're going through this new training, and this is not yet public. I just published an article on this, but in terms of the details, it's not public. But I'll just give you an example. If you have a face mask that, say, slips below your nose, the flight attendants on the computer-based training are being instructed to tell the passenger, you will be put on the no-fly list if you let this happen again. I'm not joking. Wow. They're actually, the airlines are assuming legal authority that they do not have.
But here's another thing, Dave. If I remember right, a lot of the airlines went belly up and the government kind of bailed them out. So some of these flights or some of these planes are owned by the government.
There you go.
So another step towards communism. Mm-hmm. So what if we just said, hey, screw you. We don't need to go on flights.
Yeah, I agree.
Let you just effing bankrupt yourself. That's the way I look at it. Because why are we funding thugs. I mean, these are really just fancy thugs that wear ties and suits, and they don't even do that anymore. The president, you know, Barack Obama used to wear a golf shirt most of the time. So they're throwing down our system, and I think we need to take charge. People need to rise up and say enough is enough. And you know, the key, I think it is if there is a frequency that's changing our mind, what can we do to interrupt that frequency and change the frequency so that we are positive and strong? And that's a question I have.
Yeah, well, I would agree. I could not agree with you more. By the way, to just kind of to dovetail on the power trip they're on, they're also educating their employees in the airlines. And this is across multiple airlines, by the way. This isn't just one airline carrier. This is multiple. This is Southwest, American. I think the third was United. But they're actually doing diversity, inclusion, critical race theory as part of their COVID preparation training. It's unbelievable. And oh, you'll love this one. you want to talk about frequencies for compliance? How about this? Flight attendants and other airline personnel that eat aboard a plane must have the mask on between bites. I'm not making this up. All three people said this to me.
Oh, man. That's a really good. So maybe the stupid frequency is running, you know? Maybe that's what I'm joking, of course. But, yeah, I was doing some study on the rifle. Are you familiar?
Yeah, this. Things are definitely out of control, and so I'm kind of, this goes back to what you're saying, and you're in my wheelhouse now. I used to teach this in my intro to psych class. Jose Delgado, and in 1961, he conducted a bullfight where he beamed electronic signal frequency to the hypothalamus and limbic system of a bull that controls its emotions, and he went into the bull ring to fight. But all he had was the transmitter. I'm glad he had the batteries in that worked that day, because the bull comes charging at him. He presses the switch, and the bull calmly walks away. He was brought by Yale University to do the same kind of research, and he started working on epileptics, mental illnesses, phobias, and a lot of this stuff was working by changing the frequency of the brain. But yes. I think it was 1965, the CIA snatched him up, and he spent the rest of his career working at Stanford Research Institute, and his work was never published after that. So who knows how dark they got with these practices.
Well, I notice when we're talking about the Rife machine, the FDA is really against anything, no claims whatsoever. It's just considered experimental research, and yet it does things that are mind-blowing. Frequency does, you know, took a bridge down in Topeka, Kansas, you know, because of frequency.
Right.
Can crack crystals because it's frequency. So you kind of sit there and you say, okay, if this is actually going to go into our body, and think about this, isn't 5G frequency?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And there's the votes are still out that that's basically causing cancer. It's causing all kinds of brain problems. So and even 4G is, but 5G is even much more. And they're already working on something past 5G. So 5G is already outdated, and it's just barely in the system now. So I look at this and I say, okay, cell phones are not compatible to the body. I mean, you know, and how many of these, I always think about frequency with electricity as well. These electric cars, it's not proven if they're good for you. And, you know, maybe I'm stupid or whatever, and I'm not a scientist by any means, but I wonder, these Tesla cars running around in these electric cars is a smart thing as well. I mean, it's probably fine, but then is it tested? Do we know?
Well, here's what we do know, and it's research by inference, so you have to be careful, but I think there's reason for concern. We know there are cancer clusters near gatherings of cell phone towers, you know, high concentration of cell phone towers. Cancer clusters, there's a strong correlation. Now, you cannot fix, I don't mean to be too technical, but from a research perspective, you can't fix cause and effect on this, but you can say the more cell phone towers in your area, the more likely you are to find cancer clusters up above and beyond what would be expected. So that's what you can legitimately say scientifically.
So what about electric cars? What do you think there? Do you think that's
I think the same thing. See, the brain is an electrochemical entity. So if you introduce electricity, you can change the brain. But see, you don't have to even be a scientist to understand this. You know, go out on a warm, sunny day, right, and put on favorable music, something someone likes, and their mood instantly elevates. That's a frequency effect.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, this is where I started getting on this train, is I'm thinking, you know, when you listen to a song, and let's say I'm going to go with my style, classic rock, and I listened to a classic rock song that was dated somewhere in 84, 85, 86. I noticed that I'm listening to the song and I'm also receiving a memory from that song. Why is there a memory attached to that song? Because there's a frequency and what was happening at the time that you listened to the song that it went into you. So I wonder how deep this frequency thing goes in the mass scale of what's happening with the pandemic, and I should say plandemic. So what do you think, Dick?
Well, I think you're right. I think memories are encoded with frequencies and different frequencies. I think it's like the old card catalog system in the library. You assign a number to store a book, and I think that this is much how the brain works, and there's a lot of evidence to this. The frequency effect is real, and I mean it's absolutely real, and it's been demonstrated for, well, gosh, 60 years now. It's when Jose Delgado first did his work.
Well, then I look at this and I say, okay, so how much of it is frequency, and then how much of it is entrainment, you know? Like everybody's
it's the same thing.
Go,
Ronnie, it's the same thing.
They're going to wear a mask, and then everybody else is, okay, I'm going to wear a mask, and it's all, you know?
Well, that's now you're into social psychology. Okay, you get into groupthink, you know? Everyone jumps off a bridge, so you're going to jump off a bridge. People who ordinarily wouldn't riot are caught up in a riot, so they start to loot like everybody else.
Correct.
So that's what we refer to as groupthink. And I think there's certainly an element of groupthink there too, but that doesn't mean that the physiological aspect of frequencies is not part of the paradigm here.
So here's a question for you. I'm going to interview you today.
Okay.
So here's a question for you. So the administration that's running right now, which I don't want to go too depthy, but it's the most ludicrous administration I've ever seen. The executive orders are over the top.
Yeah.
The laws that are trying to be passed I can't even comprehend it. Do you think it's possible that a frequency is being put into them, possibly alone, to mandate and make these laws become reality?
No. I don't have any evidence for that. I mean, listen, in the realm of possibilities, it's possible.
Yeah, I was going to say more possibility.
But I don't have any proof of that. I think when we look at the behavior, if you look at Kamala Harris's past behaviors and Joe Biden's past behaviors and ideologies, I think that what they're doing is very consistent with their belief system.
But what if their belief system was implanted as a child? I guess I'm.
This is a good science fiction movie, then.
This is really more a Monarch or MK Ultra issue.
Yeah. Now you're into something I can identify with. MK Ultra used chemical stimulation to change behavior, and this is why they did the LSD experiments, for example.
And electrodes.
Exactly. The second part of it was electrical. And there they discovered, it was the MK Ultra experiments that tipped scientists off that the brain is electrochemical. And also it tipped them off to the fact that the brain is not like a computer. It's more like a multidimensional hologram. So people, here's a theory behind extrasensory perception I really ascribe to. You know, you haven't thought of old what's-his-name forever in years. And you're thinking of that, I wonder what he's doing. And the phone rings and it's him. And you have these unique, individual, almost clairvoyant experiences. The theory in quantum physics says that your consciousness can rise outside three dimensions, get to the fifth dimension where all time and space is known. You know, Carl Jung called it the collective unconscious. Quantum physics calls it just getting into a different frequency of vibration in another dimension, and you can be clairvoyant.
I agree with that. Actually done it a couple times, but, you know, don't have fancy names for it. I just go, wow, this is what I see, and this is what, you know, what's going on. But, you know, it's interesting because if the CIA is working in MK Ultra for some of these people that are in power today, and they grabbed them as kids, which is very possible, you think also that this people running some of the big tech might be the same. Because sometimes the ideas, they go, oh, I had this idea. Look at Bezos. I had this idea, and within years, I mean, he's the richest man, one of the richest men in the world. Did he have the idea, or was it implanted? And the thing that's interesting is, when you look at the CIA ops in Hollywood, these people think that they have their opinion. I mean, I guess it's not good enough to just be an actor making 10, 12 million a year. They need to be a politician as well. And you just kind of go, why? Maybe that's because it's a CIA operation. Maybe it's because they're being implanted with their thoughts too. So maybe this implantation of thought provoking craziness goes deeper yet. And that's, you know, that's where I kind of question, because
I don't disagree with you. I'm going to just say this. I think in the realm of universal possibilities, it could happen, but I don't think there's any proof for the control that you're suggesting. But I can't say, that doesn't mean it's not true. Is it possible? Well, the answer is yes. They did. You remember the subliminal perception experiments they did back in the 50s? They would play just beyond conscious awareness a message, buy popcorn, drink Pepsi. And they'd play that message like at a drive-in theater, but your conscious mind didn't see the message, but your unconscious mind, which works at a different frequency rate, did pick it up. And they found that when they did that, that sales increased exponentially. This actually led the FCC to make a regulation saying subliminal perception advertising is illegal. Of course, how would you know they're doing it? Because it's subliminal.
Exactly. Well, I don't find it coincidence that Lockheed Martin sits down in Burbank, which is exactly where Walt Disney sits and where all the other big boys sit. And the fact that there was a movie studio up in Laurel Canyon, which is where a lot of the music had come together from the 60s to, again, get people to back having war. So this goes so deep, and a lot of it was MKUltra, was Monarch's system to implant, and again, frequency. And think about this. What is TV and radio? Isn't that frequency as well? So if they are possibly subliminally embedding things in the TV, well, are they doing it in radio? Are they doing it in YouTube? Are they doing it in, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this goes so far because something's happening to our world right now.
Well, there is some scientific proof for what you're suggesting, that it's happened in the real world already, and this is no longer a secret. It used to be classified, but now it's out. We know that AWACS, you know, the air surveillance high-tech airplanes, in the first Gulf War, played these frequencies associated with paranoia and fear. And they got thousands, tens of thousands of Iraqi soldiers to surrender without a fight. We know now that's a given. That did happen. So can you do psychological entrainment with a signal to induce fear and paranoia to get a predicted behavior? And the answer is yes. It's already been done in military history.
And the military, this is what's scary, Dave, is the military is the one that's dealing with some of this, and we can see that in Nick Begich's work, and Controlling the Mind. He even wrote a book about it, Controlling the Mind. So you just kind of, I guess where I'm going is, I think it's much darker, and if they're doing these frequencies to where what if they have a frequency that they're putting into people and broadcasting out of the HAARP system in Alaska, that basically says the people think that they're sick. Now they're going to be running on a nocebo and making themselves ill, which in in turn will fill the healthcare system up so that they make their money.
Well, that's interesting. Well, frequency for healing has been somewhat demonstrated. I say somewhat.
Yes.
You have, because Big Pharma won't back the research because they can't make money on it, because on this you can't burn it out, cut it out, or poison it. So they can't make money on it. But what we do know is that we have seen sporadic examples of healing at a distance from frequency. So yeah. that's very true, but Big Pharma backs away from that because it doesn't make money. Now, can you go to the next level and say someone who favors Big Pharma interest is promoting unhealthy practices? I don't know that I could say that. I could say that they ignore research that's promising that does not bring about the use of pills and shots and so forth. That's true. But to go to that next level, I don't know. I think we'd have to see some research.
I agree, but it goes back on the probabilities of reality that this is happening, because we see Big Pharma has lobbyists that try to change laws so they can do whatever they want to do without any overseeing, no one overseeing them, including the government. It's not the government overseeing the pharmaceutical companies. It's pharmaceutical companies overseeing the government.
Well, they have an ancestral relationship. This is something I've actually written about before. Typically, people will retire from the FDA and they're hired to go to work for Big Pharma. So are they influenced knowing that that's coming? And then the reverse is true, too. People retire from, say, Monsanto, for example, or some high-tech pharma company, and they go to work for the FDA or the CDC. And I've often said there should be a five-year moratorium between the two services. You shouldn't be able to go from one to the other because corruption could prevail.
I'm thinking 10.
Okay, how about never? Yeah, do I hear a never out there?
But and the key is if they're – so here we – let's turn this in a different direction. So if there is a – if I'm right and there's a possibility, which when I'm not saying there's proof or anything like that, it's almost theory. But if there is a theory that they can go and put a thought in us that basically makes everything negative and people think they're sick – and of course, there are things that are making us sick with the water contamination, the air contamination, the food contamination. This is truth. This is that is actually happening. So, what if they could make a frequency? We'll call it the super Rife, and they broadcast a Rife frequency that was a positive frequency through the HARP system. What would that entail? That's almost like stealing away the petroleum companies to go with free energy.
Yeah, I would agree. In fact, I think there's some support by neglect for what you're saying. For example, when you treat cancer, chemotherapy, okay, they go to the chemical aspect of the immune system, and they attempt to poison your immune system chemically to try to get it to react strongly to kill off everything in the vicinity, which would be cancer. Okay, so you embrace the chemical part of the brain. Why doesn't modern medicine embrace the electrical part of the brain?
Well, because there's no money in it.
That's my point. Exactly. For example, when's the last time a doctor said, you know what, your depression, blah, 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 blah. Okay, how about just trying meditating for a while? We know that meditation increases serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and we know it increases dopamine. And so those are antidepressants. But no, you're not making money because you're not giving the person a pill. You're giving them a non-medical intervention. In fact, the same thing is true. People can actually run their way out of depressed moods because of endorphins. So there's a lot of support for what you're suggesting here. I mean, this is mainstream knowledge. We're not on the fringe here to the audience. So this is something that is taught to all psychology students.
Well, and this is the thing, is they don't want healing. And this is why the FDA comes so hard on the supplement companies. This is so hard. You know, you can't put anything. I had to strip my website of all the different things that people said. And I even asked the FDA, and I said, why? This is not me talking. This is people saying this is what the product did. Why is that being pulled? Oh, you could have paid them. And I thought to myself with that comment.
Where's the proof for that?
Well, exactly, but you got to remember, FDA doesn't run on proof. They don't run on proof. They run on their laws, and this is the way it runs. So it's interesting, because I thought to myself, well, if they don't believe that those people really wrote those testimonials, the reason they don't believe it is because they think, well, you could be corrupting. Well, that's because they're corrupt. So you almost have to play their game, you know. And I remember this was years ago. I got a write-up. And so then people go, oh, and they post it right there so that it looks like you are just – and the way they write it, they act like, oh, okay, he's trying to get away with this and do that. And they slam you. And I think to myself, this nation of leaders and maybe I should say this, the world leaders do not want us healthy because we can be healthy. Cancer has already been proven to be taken out. You can kill cancer. But no one – I watched a video that basically talked about killing cancer and showed the proof, the science, and everything else. Here's how you kill cancer. 28,000 views. 28,000 views for a video that will show you how to kill cancer and get rid of cancer. 28,000 views. We have 335 million people in the United States alone, and 28,000 views. And probably those 28,000 people didn't have cancer. So we're not getting the message out that needs to be put out. Supplement companies are gagged. We have our own mass. And pharmaceutical companies can put dancing videos on when they're all happy as can be with the adverse effects being death. What is wrong with the world?
I know. I hear what you're saying. It's the non-pharmaceutical interventions are always discriminated against, and that is an indisputable statement, absolutely indisputable. And what always has bothered me is the fact that natural medicine is so discriminated against by the government.
They're racist.
Yet, where do medicines come from?
Yeah, they're racist, Dave.
Well, that's the 24/7 excuse for everything now.
Isn't it? No kidding, you know?
Well, I saw the most refreshing thing last night on Sean Hannity. And I'm not a Fox fan, but I do like Sean. I think he's sincere. But he had on Leo Terrell, who is a civil rights lawyer for 30 years. And Leo just happens to be black. And he said to him, Leo, what do you think about this farm bill where non-whites can only be the ones that apply for the loan, and they get a loan 120% over what they asked for, but white people can't get anything? And he went off. You thought you would have been listening to Martin Luther King's most impassioned speech about civil rights and bigotry and racism, and here was this civil rights attorney, black man, saying this. And he says, well, we're going to get this in the courts. we're going after the racists in the Democratic Party. It was so refreshing to hear. I think that you bring up a good point. I think there's a saturation point now with all the racism. People are sick of it, and they're rejecting it. And we all have friends from different backgrounds. And my non-white friends hate this crap. Hate it. They reject it. Because, one, it's platitudes. And they want to be recognized for their achievements, not have the perception they're handed something because of their skin color. That's the main thing I hear. But the second thing is they're just sick of the conflict. They see it for what it is. It's divide and conquer. And so, sorry to go off on the tangent, but you mentioned racism. I wanted to throw that out there because to those who listen to this that want to use racism excuses for everything, the people are tuning you out.
Yeah, and it's true. And, you know, I tune out, too. You said you like Sean, and I Sean's okay and not ditching him. But on the same token, when this issue of the medicine or not medicine that's untested, he's sitting there telling everybody, well, he's going to do it, and he thinks it's, you know, going to be helpful and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Gene Simmons of KISS, which is – to me is the biggest moron this side of the Pecos. Same thing. You know, well, I'm going to do it, and anybody that doesn't do it is, you know, they're stupid and everything else. And I think, well, if we said that, Dave, that if you went and you did it, that you're stupid, we'd probably be locked up.
Yeah, you're a domestic terrorist. Yeah, you're right.
And the videos get taken down. And this is where I go, we have so many elements of what's going on. We have frequency, we have, you know, the rehashing of Germany and Hitler and all of those ways. I mean, we, you know, the star chart even lines up for the fall being a very, very tough time. So some of these people that have taken their so-called medicine, they're going to have some adverse effects in 3 to 6 months, maybe 3 to 9 months, and they think it's fine because, okay, I took my medicine, and yep, it's I'm good now, I'm great. But, you know, I've had friends that take the medicine, which, you know, I don't agree with, but that's their body, not mine. And
well, all medicines have side effects, Ronnie. I mean, I don't care what medicine you're talking about, whether it's a potion, a lotion, a shot, even frequency. You have side effects from every form of treatment. And people say, oh, Dave, that's not true. Well, wait a minute. Watch the big pharma commercials on mainstream television. 30 seconds is about how wonderful the drug is, and 30 seconds is about who shouldn't take it.
Oh, exactly. But that's the thing about herbs that I love is there's not a lot of adverse effects. I mean, there are some herbs that have some adverse effects, but it's always if you're taking too much. And the way the FDA runs is they make your RDA has to be a certain level. You know, it's like 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Who's that going to help? They've got it so low that's not going to help anybody. You know, if you're going to do something that you want to get the big C, you got to be at 5,000-6,000 milligrams. You know, so it's kind of, and if you go over it, I mean, they'll let you, but if anything happens, your butt is in a sling. It goes back to the common denominator, which is we do not want you healthy, because if you're healthy, we don't make money. We need you to be dependent on our oil, on our healthcare system, on our food, and preferably on our water. And now we're going to make buildings in big cities, little high rises, and you guys are going to have a little 8x10 space, and that's where you're going to have your new home. And it won't cost you anything, but you're going to love it because there's no responsibility. You just do what you're told. And this is the scary thing. This is where they're going.
That's really true.
Agenda, what is it, 2023 now? It was Agenda 21. Now I think it's 2023. It always gets put back a little bit. But just the name of it, Agenda. Look that word up. So this is not about so-called kings rising up and running our country or countries with God in mind and with the fact of taking care of the people. This is something bigger. This is something very, very dark. And if these frequencies are affecting the people in a health crisis and now mentally, where are we going to be in 6 to 9 months? I mean, we don't even know how much frequency they're pouring on us. So what if they pour more frequency than they already have? And where do we go then? Do our heads explode? Do we not see? I mean, do we become zombies wearing these masks? I mean, if you go wind the clocks back a year and a half ago and you wear a mask in a bank, you were going to be accosted. They were going to tackle you.
You know, that's what I'm true. Saying?
And now, you know, people wear a hat and a mask. Nobody says a word. But maybe you can't steal what's already been stolen. I'm not sure.
That's an interesting perspective. You can't steal what's already been stolen. Well, I can tell you what's going to be stolen. It's funny you mentioned banks. The IMF announced a few weeks ago that the dollar is going off as the world reserve currency. And I go, oh, what's going to back the dollar? Answer, nothing. That's called hyperinflation. It's right on the doorstep. And so, you know, you admonished me before we went on about Bitcoin, and I should have been more heavily involved in Bitcoin. And you're right, I should have. I went gold and silver, and I think I'm going to be okay there too, but you're right. I mean, we are under total attack, and it doesn't matter whether it's medical or financial or physical or freedoms. Everything is being taken away from people. Now the censors in social media will say, you can't say that's a conspiracy. I would say, wait a minute, it's a fact. We've lost our freedoms.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you're dead on when you say all the different, you know, they're taking us away on our health issues. They're taking away our financial. And if they collapse all of this at one time, then we become dependent. And who do we become dependent on? We become dependent on they and them, the government. And it's not, I think we need a government. I am not against not having a government. I want a government. But I want a government that is truly for the people. You know, make America great again. I mean, you know, maybe he's not a perfect man, but he did try very hard, and it was corrupted. So if they take the financial system from us, if they take the healthcare, and the healthcare is going away, people, I tell you right now, it's going away. This is why I try to get people to get supplements, and this is why I try to train people. If you take this, this is what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. But people don't listen. They're like, yeah, well, the insurance covers this, and if I buy it naturally, I got to shell out $30 for a bottle of such and such, or I got to pay it out of my own pocket. I would rather go and just have the insurance company pay. And it's like, are you kidding me? Do your homework. Just because the insurance company, you're still paying for it. I mean, your healthcare system is so expensive, it goes up by 10, 20% almost every year, and it less and less is covered. So pretty soon the prescriptions are not going to be covered at all. And then you're going to get your butts kicked because all of a sudden metformin cost you, you know, $194 for a bottle of 30. And you're going to go, man, I could have had a V8. You know, this is where we're headed. And if they collapse them all at once, we become dependent on them.
Well, you're right. The big pharma and medical insurance makes their money by denying care.
Absolutely. Yeah. So here you spent this money for health care and they deny your care. And if you're a certain age, you probably know these answers, but when you're a certain age, they deny it because you're older. Just almost basically pushing just rot and die because you're 75 or you're 80 years old. So you're not worth investing in.
I was in my mid-40s, and so I started to get bone on bone. And my doctor, who had been a sports doctor for a Big 12 school, he said, well, Dave, there's this hyaluronic injections now. This is when it's new. Now you can get it. But he said, we could try this. And I said, yeah. And he goes, why do you want to do it? And I said, because I want to keep playing sports for as long as I can. And he said, okay, that's a good reason. And so we put in for it, and they denied me because I was too old.
And you were 40?
I was 45.
Jeez.
They told me I was too old, yeah. So, well, you know, and what is it, in the NHS in Britain, if you're over 45 and you need dialysis, they give you comfort medication and let you die.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, and isn't that kind of mimicking what happened in the days of Germany when they all ran around butt naked and the ones that collapsed were killed and the other ones... You know, I mean, not to be conspiracy, but there are a few people coming together to commit a major crime. That is a fact.
There's no such thing as a conspiracy. That's what the CIA told us in 1967.
While they were committing a conspiracy, by the way.
To cover up the John Kennedy murder, yes.
While they were committing a conspiracy. Just ask George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah.
So, and here's another thing. People get weird when you take away their money. So we have chaos around the corner because everybody's like, look at the real estate market. I can sell my house for so much money. Yay. And I'm like going, you have no clue what you're yaying about. This is going to be your demise because these houses that are going way up, what comes up must come down. And these houses that are, you know, inflated already, I mean, in our area, people are, you know, we haven't had, you know, I don't live in Hollywood where houses are worse. You know, I don't live in Monterey. So I live in a little town in Arizona, and the houses, there's maybe 7 houses, and these are almost not livable. Those are the ones for sale. Those are the ones that sit on the market. Everything else comes on the market, sells in a day. And usually for more than what they're asking. So people go, this is a great thing. This is a sign of the real estate collapse. That is probably, we're probably 60 to 90 days away from a real estate collapse. We're probably 30 to 60 days away from a stock market crash. And this is why they're coming so against Bitcoin, is because if they come against Bitcoin, people will get scared. And this, you know, and this is a technology that kind of can't be hacked. So it's interesting what they're doing. I see them playing chess, and believe it or not, the bad guys, they're damn good at playing chess. And I don't know if the good guys are just sleeping or if they had too much pizza and cake that night. I don't know, but we don't seem to be on our game quite yet.
And they're distracted by Cuomo's sexual escapades. That's what. Oh. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about your company because you are one of our sponsors for this show. And so I wanted to talk to you about Get the Tea, because we're talking about the fact that Big Pharma is as corrupt as the day is long. So let's talk about something that's not corrupt that does the job that Big Pharma wish they could do.
Well, I don't know if they wish they could do it. They wish they could shut us down. But here's what I'd say about my company is we are GMO free. We're organic. Is if we can be organic, extracts can't be organic. It doesn't mean we went and got filth. It just means that they can't label them organic if there's an extract. And the extracts are how you get the power and the punch, you might say. So when you see an extract on a bottle, it'll say, you know, whatever, such and such extract. That usually means that there's more. And then that can be a 4-to-1. That can be a 10-to-1, a 20-to-1, which means one pill is 20 times what it's saying. So it's like having a lot of goods being put in you. This is something that there's being a shortage. I mean, if you look at the construction world, people have a hard time getting construction goods and building goods. I have a friend that runs a parts place, and they're having a hard time getting parts from the manufacturers. And quite honestly, I finally got colostrum in, which is a great immune system builder. And it took me, are you ready, 14 months to get this colostrum in. My point to this is, get your stuff now while you still can. I'm holding prices down to where I still put stuff on sale. I still have things going on. In fact, if you're a type 2 diabetic, this is your month, because we have the knockdown special, which is a takedown. And it's also got Minerals Plus. I want to talk about that a little more. And it's also got the tea. And then we also have the astaxanthin and the tea together for vision. And that helps support your vision in a great way. Astaxanthin, also an immune system. But going back to the knockout special, takedown is great to help support blood. But when you're going in the minerals, a lot of people don't realize when you're dehydrated and I forgot what the percentage is, but it's over the top. People that are dehydrated go to the hospital and you have to go to ER because they feel so bad. This happens a lot. So minerals get depleted when you drink RO water. And so this is something for you guys to realize. If you're drinking RO water, you're being depleted of your minerals. You want to make sure that you're getting plenty of minerals. And Minerals Plus is a beautiful, beautiful product to do that. It's got a lot of good stuff in it.
Yeah, it sounds really promising.
And know that when you get the stuff, it works, and that's the kicker.
Well, I can tell you this. All medicines are natural to start with. That's all I got to say. Don't want the FDA coming down on my head, but all medicines started out as natural. And it's funny how they want to go after the imitator, the synthetic, but that's what they do. So tell me how people can... get a hold of your products. I'm sure you've got a website and so forth.
GetTheTea.com. It's GetTheTea.com. And if you want the specials that I was talking about, you just scroll down the front page. If that's not really your forte, you want to do something else, we have a specials page. And then we just peruse our website and see what's good and what you like. We got lots of new products, and like I said, we finally got the colostrum in. For those of you that have tummy problems, oh my gosh, this is a relief, you know. Oh, what a relief it is. I don't want to steal that line, but it's really, people have had such good luck. Probably why it took so long, but, you know, 14 months to get this product, so definitely want to get it while you can.
And again, well, why did it take so long?
They couldn't get it. They couldn't package it. They couldn't this. They couldn't that. It was the couldn't world. I can't. I couldn't. So we finally got it. It took so long, but I'm so happy that we have it, because people were crying out for it. It's like, where's your colostrum? Where's your colostrum? You know? And it's like, well, we can't get it. So now we have it. It's all good.
No, that really sounds good. And you go to getthetea.com, and diabetes is exploding across the country. And so I think that you're probably going to hear from a lot of people, and the specials are there. It's just amazing to me. Well, let me ask you this, and this is a loaded question, and we got 30 seconds left, but do you think that Codex Alimentarius is going to be invoked where Big Pharma takes over supplements?
Not if we rise up and say no, but if we are lazy butts like we've been, then yeah, that's probably going to take place, and then I'm going to be out of business. But by that time, everybody's going to be out of business.
That's true.
When the corruption gets that bad, that's where it goes.
Well, we're so close to the calamity of the dollar. I mean, the minute we go off as the world reserve currency, the game's over. We'll hyperinflate within a week. And their just-in-time deliveries will stop and everything else will stop. That's why I encourage people, hey, listen, Ronnie's offering you a good deal. Other advertisers out there selling whoever, whatever. Listen, when the dollar inflates, your just-in-time deliveries are over and your ability to afford a lot of products is going to be gone. That's why I would really act now. And it's not scare tactics. That's just economics 101.